Good morning, we're continuing Chayorim, Klachot Beis, and we're starting Simen Yud. Simen Yud deals with the idea of facing towards Eretz Yisrael and davening. Tzarech lehapek ponov letzad Eretz Yisrael, or lekodesh hakadoshim. We have to face towards Eretz Yisrael, and the truth is we're not really facing towards Eretz Yisrael, we are more specifically facing towards the Kodesh Kadoshim, because all of the tefillos of Klal Yisrael ascend to Shemayim through the Kodesh Kadoshim. We're going to daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael is going to daven to you, Hashem, through their land. We are located to the west of Eretz Yisrael. So we have to face towards the east. So the Chayyadim Paskins, that let's say you have a situation where the Oren Kodesh is facing a different direction other than Mizruch, so you still daven towards Mizruch. So let's explain the question. The Gemara never talks about davening towards the Oren Kodesh. The Gemara does very explicitly say there's a lach of davening towards Eretz Yisrael based on this pasuk in Malachim. And the Gemara says that you must daven towards Eretz Yisrael. That's halacha and tefillah. There is a different Gemara which says, however, to daven in such a way that looks like you're facing away from the Oren Kodesh, so that's an insult to the Oren Kodesh. But the Gemara never talks that in regards to the issue of setting up a shul like that. It means it's a shul which is situated properly, and a person chooses to turn his back on the Oren Kodesh, improperly so. But the Gemara never discusses a case where the Oren Kodesh is situated in a different direction than the direction you're supposed to daven. And the Shulchan Aruch actually said very explicitly that when you set up a shul, you're supposed to set up the Oren Kodesh in the direction that we are supposed to daven towards. So people which are situated to the west of Eretz Yisrael, They're davening towards Mizruch, so they should put the Oren Kodesh in the Mizruch wall. Those who are situated to the east of Eretz Yisrael, Machsirim Lamarav, they would face towards the west. So if a person is located in Iraq or in Syria, so if he'd be davening facing west. Vayoshim B'Tzofen, Machzirin L'Dorm, a person who's to the north of Eretz Yisrael. So Moscow is directly north of Eretz Yisrael. So they would face south. Vayoshim L'Dorm, persons in South Africa, Machzirin L'Tzofen, they would face north. Nimshel Kol Yisrael, Mispalim L'Mokim Echod. So all of Klal Yisrael is going to daven towards one direction, the Hanu Neged Yerushalayim, Ubeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. We're all facing towards Eretz Yisrael and towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shesham Shara Shemayim, Shkol Tfilas Erlois Derech Sham. All Tfilas go up to Shemayim through the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'kach Nikrim Beis HaMikdash, Tel Tapios. So Tel is a hill. It's a telpios. It's the place or the hill where all the people which are davening are facing towards. So it's very clear that a person is supposed to face towards Eretz Yisrael and towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And what do you do when you have this issue of the Oren Kodesh situated in a different direction? So the Magen Aram Paskins and the Mishnah Berurah Paskins like this Magen Aram, that you should daven towards the direction that the Gemara tells you to daven. You should daven towards, for our purposes, you'll daven towards Mizruch, even though the Oren Kodesh is situated in a different direction. That's the Magen Aram, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah Paskins as well, the Chayyot Mishnah Berurah Paskins as well, like that. However, if the Oren Kodesh would be situated in the west, so you'd be davening towards the east, you'd be facing with your back towards the Oren Kodesh, that already is a greater level of insult. You're not just turning your shoulder on the Oren Kodesh, you're actually facing your whole back towards the Oren Kodesh. So that's going to be very problematic, and really that should be avoided. The Bir Halacha does bring a suffix about this, which direction to face. Do you face towards Oren Kodesh or towards Mizruch? And he talks about this in two places. One, he says unequivocally, you face towards the Mizruch regardless of where the Aron Kodesh is placed. In one place, he says he's not sure what to do, which way, which direction to daven toward. And the Bir Halacha, in one place, he says a suffix. But otherwise, in the other place, he is very very clear about that. The Stechemin does bring the Urman Hagim not like that, and that's can explain why some shuls have a minig otherwise, but barring any except the minig on the shul, the proper thing is to dive in the right direction. Okay, we'll hold it here and we'll pick up the loch again tomorrow. Have a good day.